Two groups of people gathered at Jesus' tomb. As we gather there with them, let us think about the two groups. They were there to keep Jesus' dead body in the grave. They were there to make sure that his death was final, that the power of death continued to rule as it always had, that it had put an end to Jesus' mission and to Jesus himself. They were there to not tell us why the women had come. Perhaps it was to mourn, perhaps to see if the guards would let them anoint Jesus' dead body as they summoned up their courage to carry out the ancient rituals for death. If so, they had a duty to fulfill, like people everywhere who have to keep going the status quo, the old way. They had hoped for God's salvation of his people in Jesus. But death had put things back to the old normal, things as they had always been. Mary Magdalene had known in her mind, in her body, the promise of life. Jesus had healed her. Her demons had been expelled. Her sin had been completely forgiven. As Jesus' disciple, she was no longer shunned. But then she had seen him die by torture without justice. Things were back to the old way. And if those old normal things have their regular quota of egotism and injustice, and if things always end in death anyway, well, that's just the way things are. But perhaps, just perhaps, as Mary Magdalene was coming to the tomb, the spirit in the terrible valley of Son of Man, can these bones live? Lord, you know. Now the spirits whisper to Mary Magdalene, perhaps. Oh, if she heard that, Matthew. But on the move, the Holy Spirit was bringing in an entire Jesus is alive. How do we come here this night? Do we come with the guards, as so many in our world now do, or with the women who once had faith but then had seen the power of death at work? Or do we come to watch and listen with the Spirit perhaps whispering to us, can there be another way, God's way, life out of death? Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen. The angel told them the truth. God's new way of life has broken in. Death and sin tried to stop it. The guards tried to contain it, and they collapsed. Jesus is not dead. Jesus is alive. Death could not hold him. A new possibility for this world and for us is real. God is moving now. You and I don't have to live the old way in the pay of death. Not anymore. Jesus is alive in the kingdom of your disciples. The old fears and hatreds and deadly routine and injustice no longer have eternal power. They may be strong, but their back has been broken. God offers you and me God's own breath of life, the Holy Spirit. Listen to the angel. Believe what the angel says, because it is true. I, for one, have met Jesus alive myself in my own way, and so have others here. And I tell you, for all the time I still spend with the guards, for all the old ways of death are still in me and the world around us, the angel's word is true. Jesus is alive, and all things are being made new in him. The tomb is empty. The guards lie stunned. Jesus greets us as he did Mary and the women. He is alive. God has triumphed over sin and death. The road to freedom out of fear is open to you, to me, with the women, with the millions since then who in one way or another have heard the angel and met their living Lord and heard him say, Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of death and sin, for he is risen alive now this night, and you and I can receive him in the word we hear, in the song we sing, in the bread and wine, his body and blood, in which he gives himself and his eternal life forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.